It's Ember Friday of the first week in Lent, which means it is also the Feast of the Holy Lance and Nails. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Sulzdorf. We continue our spiritual pilgrimage to the Roman stations. Today, we go to Santi Dodici Apostoli, the Basilica of the Twelve Apostles. That's because it's Ember Friday in Lent, and this church serves as the station for all four Ember Fridays of the liturgical year. An early church was built here near Trajan's Forum in the mid-4th century under Julius I. In the 6th century, it was rebuilt on its present site and dedicated by Pope Pelagius in 570 to commemorate the defeat of the Goths at Mons Lactarius near Vesuvius. The 6th century structure is now far below street level. It had a raised altar that still exists beneath the present high altar, and therein rest the relics of the apostles Philip and James the Lesser, son of Alphaeus, who was martyred with a fuller's club. The relics were lost for centuries and then rediscovered in 1873. After its destruction, the basilica was rebuilt in the 15th century by Pope Martin V at the end of the Great Schism. James III, Stuart, the old pretender, lay in state here before his burial at St. Peter's. The church also holds the tomb of Clement XIV, who suppressed the Jesuits in 1773. As he died in 1774, St. Alphonsus Liguori experienced bilocation to his bedside. And Clement's tomb is decorated with a sculpture by Antonio Canova, his first Roman commission. Today, we are also 38 days out from Easter. This 38 is the number of years the man in our gospel reading today was waiting by the pool of Bethsaida for the healing of his paralysis. In the older form of the office, which priests read every day, we hear today part of a sermon by St. Augustine, who explains the symbolism of the number 38. And did I mention that we are 38 days out from Easter? Coincidence? From The Church's Year of Grace by Pius Parsh. Ember Friday is the liturgy's Yom Kippur. Today we cast all our sins and omissions of the last 3 months before the feet of our merciful God. First, God speaks to us through the penance prophet Ezekiel. Two pithy statements will remain engraved upon our hearts, one of comfort, one of warning. God pardons if we are sincerely repentant. He forgives and forgets our sins. Do we realize what this means? In Psalm 31, David described how he suffered, tormented by the consciousness of guilt. The hand of the Lord lay heavy upon me, the goad pierced deeper and deeper. The fallen angels found no forgiveness. By his death on the cross, however, Christ purchased for us the joy of pardon and gave us the sacrament of penance as an Easter gift. Not only will our sins be forgiven at some future date, we can be certain of forgiveness here and now. We need not pray to God in doubt. The ego te absolvo is a sure guarantee that God has buried my sins. Oh, let us highly esteem the happiness of a clear conscience. But the prophet gives us a warning, too, one similar to Paul's. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No pharisaical illusions about one's own salvation, no frivolous assumptions, no boasting of former virtues and holiness. Even oaks have fallen. The Collect from Holy Mass, in the older form. Let us pray. Be merciful to your people, O Lord, and as you give them the grace to serve you, make them new by your loving help. Oremus. Esto, Domine, propitius plebi tue, et quam tibi facis esse devotam, benigno refove miseratus auxilio. Per Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.